want you to say nigger. Nigger at all. They didn't want you to say negro. We had a family of niggers lived up here by us, and just as nice as any white person could be. And he kept his barn and his fences and his roads and his fields fixed up better than most white men did, you see. But they didn't want you to say nigger. And his boys all went to school and made school teachers and were real smart. One of them went to college in Alabama and had as much education as any white man in the county, I guess, because he got everything was coming to him over there.
Would a Negro ever call a white man an old hoocher? Did you ever hear that?
That nigger up there called me a professor all the time. When he learned me, I was teaching up there at Chester. And I met him in the road one day, first time I met him, and stopped to talk to him a while. And I told him I was teaching him, and he always called me a professor after that. But he was a mighty good old man. I thought lots of Uncle Lewis. He was awful accommodating. Anytime I needed anything, why, if he had it, I was welcome to it. And if he had anything, why, he let me have it. If I had anything, I let him have it. And it just worked good.
I get back to the peckerwoods and birds. I wonder if what kind of bugs did you used to have? You mentioned going to Bayan County and getting the chills and fever there.
Yeah.
Was that because you were bitten there?
I don't know much of that. It was just wading in that swamp water all during the hot summertime, you see. We cut down one big old cypress in there on that job that was about 7.5 or 8 feet through at the stump. We had to borrow a 9-foot saw, and four of us pulling that saw back in the fire, sawed a half a day getting that tree cut down. And we was in mud and water up to our knees most of the time, you see. And sometimes we get out for a few days on dry ground, but most of the time we was waiting. The dredge boat wasn't far behind us, and it's pushing the water out. See, they start at the upper end of it and dig a ditch with a dipper, and they float the machinery in the water behind them going downstream. And that he had the swamp full of water everywhere, you see. It wasn't natural for it to be that way, just because he was cutting that bitch. But some cause or another, they had left a loop in there that the right of way wasn't cut, and had to be cut a certain time for the time he got there with his